Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to Miami Nice. You are listening to part two of our episode with Courtney Howard, one of our favorite freelance film critics and Twitter firebrands. She has a lot of fun, spicy opinions and is a longtime friend and supporter of When He Minute Production. So it was fun to finally get her on the podcast.
It was fun. And this episode, like in the first part of the episode, Courtney in her typical fashion, like turns it back on us, you know? So like if you guys listen to the first episode, she like totally flips the script, wants to know more about it, our experience of it, Michael Mann's evolution, what we've learned on the project. So it was kind of fun to take stock. And then the second half, in true Miami Nice fashion, we've got Katie tackling people. We've invented some new social media possibilities and inventory revenue streams for us. So this is just another wild one. So we hope you really enjoy it. And
Katie pure chaos.
Walsh, Katie Walsh never misses, folks. She never misses. Enjoy.
You know pressure than whole. Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking. Yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap. It's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O. Rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe. Now break bread. I'm in Boeing.
I don't think it's ever been really explicitly talked about, or he's very explicitly said what happened. It just was time. And so I guess what we've learned from the show and talking to the different people who've actually been part of it, and especially talking to some of the journos who covered it, you know, our Kim Masters episode was so fun. I just think that like it's so important for the context. Like Collateral was some gigantic success, and I think that that's why we've started to be drawn into Collateral conversations and Collateral confessions digressions on this show, is because that's what we just keep seeing, the connective tissue. And when we started to speak to people like Elliot Koretz, the sound designer and stuff, it was like all these logical steps happened, where it was like robbery, homicide, you know, Collateral, robbery, homicide division. And then like once these big things kicked off, it was like, well, yeah, now it's time. I'm going to go back to movies. I'm going to go back to this thing. And it just felt like all these things that maybe didn't go as planned, like robbery, homicide division, probably could have kept going for years. It was just like, no, there were some nuggets and morsels of stuff that happened in that show that then were unrealized. And it was like, well, now I can feed some of that desire to make a contemporary, you know, cop and undercover cop drama and apply it there. So there's like the whole confluence of events. I don't think it, you know, I don't think he's been asked, but if he was willing to talk about it, because this movie kind of like, I think that was a challenge, is like, it was as apocalypse now as any part of his film career has been, where things almost were cataclysmic. So yeah, it's other than The Keep, but that was such an unfortunate one because their visual effects designer passed away and then the studio took it over, but he didn't have the cultural clout and capital that he did later in his career. So always,
I also think it's interesting when you think about it, like how many films he's had in development or projects that he's wanted to do. And I think every auteur filmmaker like is very thoughtful about the stuff that they're developing. But I also think that as soon as someone hands them a check and says, what are you going to do with this? And you're like, I got this Miami Vice idea, or, and Jamie Foxx wants to do it. That sometimes it's, we're all beholden to the industry of it all. So
And if you believe Jamie Foxx, he's the inciting incident. Because like what we've learned is like this happened and robbery, homicide and collateral success and this. And Jamie Foxx is like, I told Michael Mann we should do Miami Vice. Like I said, like, why aren't we doing Vice next? I told him that. And so it's like, if you want to believe it, Let's just believe the hype of Jamie Foxx at the time and his clout at the time of like, I put my name, yeah. I just won Best Actor. I put my name on the movie and it's happening.
I always like a little bit of a tangent, but still talking in line with the cast. I always forget how stacked the supporting cast of this movie is. Like John Ortiz just comes out and he's just guns blazing and just kills it. And like, just, and John Hawkes is in this in a very small, like, introductory role. And like, so many people are in this, like
Justin Theroux with no lines. Yes,
and Dominic Lombardozzi.
Yeah. We tried to get him on the podcast.
Extremely
so many
evasive.
Evasive. God, no, my goal is John Ortiz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we can do it, but that's my goal.
Katie,
we just have to keep trying.
I'm waiting for the special episode where Katie finds out Colin Farrell's jogging route in LA and records it on her iPhone jogging next to Colin Farrell. Yes. Just like an out of breath interview.
I need to just, nice. I wish I lived in Los Feliz still because he lives over there and is like haunting the coffee shops of Los Feliz and going on hikes and stuff.
Delightfully high shorts.
In the always shortest shorts ever seen on a man. And I just need to get out. I was in a coffee shop with him one time years ago and I was like, oh, there's Colin Farrell. But it was prior to this podcast, so I didn't ask him to be on.
You would have tackled. Now you would tackle it.
Oh, yeah. No, now I would probably, I would be that person. But yeah, at the time I was like, I'm cool. I got to be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't know how they're going to react. Like, because I think he said like, that he doesn't really care for it or he doesn't really like it. Colin Farrell, like,
doesn't people really remember it.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Miami Vice the movie or when I tackle him in a coffee shop?
Sorry, that. Katie's still tackling Colin Farrell in her head and will be for the rest of the episode. So she's her brain's on voicemail right now.
I'm convinced that will be your meet cute, but maybe it's not so cute.
Oh. Yeah.
Meet rough. And you know what? Meet rough.
I'm so curious. I want someone to ask him about it because he was in really rough shape. Claims he does not remember shooting the movie and went to rehab right afterwards. So definitely was like a dark moment in his life. But I wonder if he's able at all to... I don't know. It might be kind of healing for him to be like, all of these people love this movie.
Right. See, it's like, it changes over time. Like, we've seen with other like box office failures, like it becomes some sort of like, it can later turn into a groundswell of like people like loving it. Like things have been critically maligned before have like later in life become cult. Like that's the definition of a cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
So like everybody's relationship changes over time. And I'm very curious, like, from the time that he had said he knows that people like he doesn't really care for it or whatever, to like, I don't know when he said that, but I assume it's some like way back in the past before like there has been this groundswell of people like coming out, like really loving this movie.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because I have seen a few like cult classics recently, just at rep screenings where creators have showed up. And I think they're sort of, I mean, obviously, you know, it's like a writer or cinematographer or something. And they're always kind of like, whoa, why are all these people here? And you guys like this movie? And why you want me to introduce it? And what? Like, I like, this was like the stain on my career. And they're kind of, they come around to it and kind of go, oh, cool. You know, and I mean, I don't know if someone as high profile Colin Farrell would necessarily embrace it in that way, but he seems like a really nice, humble guy and, you know, someone who would be open to it. But I think there is something kind of nice and healing for people to see their work be celebrated by a whole new audience. My dream is that he like somehow walks by the Los Feliz 3 on the night of our screening and is like, what is going on here? Except I don't know if they're going to have posters up or what. But anyway, but that's just like, I want him to just stumble on it and be like, I'm so shocked, but I'm just manifesting at this point in time.
It's funny because so many actors you hear of, and I know the three of us have interviewed our fair share of folk, is you find out that like certain folk are like, I can't really watch my stuff, or periods of their career, they're like, I just was younger and I can't sit in an audience and watch my stuff. I've got to get out of there. And I just wonder if, because it was in that part of his time, as you said, Katie, like whether the hurt is still there that he was off the rails and it makes it even infinitely harder for him to be able to manage watching it. But I also then think it's like, you know, that crazy Shia LaBeouf video where, or movie where he like watches all of his own movies. I feel like Colin Farrell at that time, it's like, it would be such a treat to like put a camera on him, like a night camera, so it's not distracting him while he's watching, and just to have him watch it, because it's like, if he genuinely doesn't remember it, and he probably hasn't gone, he's not like us, he's not going back and revisiting it. It would be amazing to see, because it's like, for all of us, we're like, man, even you at your drunkest, you're like the best actor going around in the early 2000s in that generation. And you're still unbelievable. Like, you're still the guy, you're still got such an immense talent. And at that time he was just peerless. And that was, you know, that was one of the reasons why the entire movie was fraught from the get-go, is because Jamie Foxx puts his name on it. Michael Mann puts his name on it. The brand of Miami Vice comes on, and then the hurricane of literal hurricanes that came onto the film, but the hurricane of Colin Farrell came and took the movie over, because he was the coolest man on the planet at the time. You know, he was a rock star movie star, and he was in the throes. It was like, you know, at that time we were still kind of getting to social media, like, but it hadn't become omnipresent yet. So it was almost like you hear about the stories of like hotels in the middle of the United States in the like 80s and 70s of like, where there's like Bowie and the Stones and all these big, huge rock groups and the chaos. And it's almost like a couple of those montages from Almost Famous. That's what it feels like this movie was at that time. And then social media was here and it was all over.
Mm-hmm. It was a period before iPhones could record celebrities' every moves in Miami nightclubs.
What an iPhone. What a couple of reels would have seen back then, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, they had the tabloid. I mean, he was dealing with the tabloid culture of like...
Yeah, that was really bad.
Like, that was really all at the height. And I'm always very curious, like... I mean, I love talking to filmmakers and talent about like, if they sort of allow themselves to have, excuse me, the audience experience of watching films where they can sort of disassociate from maybe all of the problems of the day, just sort of watch it sort of with clean eyes, or if they can't. And some of them can and some of them can't. And it's always curious to me of somebody who actually like creates this performance, if he would be thinking of all the terrible shit that happened to him on that day, or if he can like now with some, you know, a buffer of time, like see, oh, this is actually pretty good. I see what I was doing here. Or maybe it's just not meant to be.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this quick break.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's some. There's two things I want to talk to you about, Courtney. One of them is, to your point right now, is there's that great story about Stanley Kubrick filming Eyes Wide Shut, right? And he's filming Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, and he's with them. It's the longest production ever. It's like a 2-year, something like 500, 600-day production. It deferred things like Mission Impossible 2 and other things because it just kept going and they were so committed to working with him. And scrutinizing and interrogating two people's real marriage is what we can, when we go back to it now in 2023, you look back and you're like, this is so fascinating. Like, it was incredibly fascinating at the time, but people thought it was like, you know, bloated, and people thought it was abstract and they weren't into it. But it's like, I think, again, that's a movie, because it's Kubrick, people go back and keep watching it and try and find something in it. And so you watch it and you're like, God, isn't this just such a guy who's like psychoanalyzing a real life crumbling marriage and two huge egos that are working in sometimes chorus, but often competition with one another. So it's an incredible like dynamic. And I feel like almost when you were just talking about that, it's like Michael Mann could never have anticipated, other than knowing that he was a good actor, that there's all this other stuff. And maybe there's so much of that extra that we can read into the performances or the depths and the bowels of the pain that he's feeling. That's just all there. And so like sometimes putting the camera on him, not only is he the coolest guy in the world, but there's so much inner turmoil that's real and tactile. And you can feel it, that it's like, oh my God, like it becomes the most fascinating thing of all time. And we get to then go, all right, we know the historical context of him and we know this, and you keep going back and you can continue to marvel at it. But there was one thing you said earlier, when you're Michael Mann and you're making, and Katie and I have kind of come to it, like, without saying it's a dirty word, but like, Mann makes guy melodramas. Like, they have action, but love and relationships and human emotion and human drama is ultimately the the peak of what he's doing. And then he'll couch it in a biopic, or he'll couch it in a really phenomenal, like, you know, one night only genre engine, or he'll catch it in this, you know, TV remake. But they're all big melodramas. And so I think also there's that whole thing of like, when you pair all those things together, it gets to this level, it gets this like frequency of perfection that like is almost accidental, or like you can't write it down. You can't go and get me an actor that's going to look as much in pain and as hot as Colin Farrell. Like, you can't make that happen.
Right.
You know, you can't make it up. You can get a hot guy, get a great actor, you can get someone who's going through it, but you can't capture, you can't bottle the lightning. And he just, that's what this movie is to me. He's just bottling lightning in so many ways.
He needs Colin Farrell's expressive eyebrows and his sad puppy dog eyes.
Aspirational eyebrow work from Farrell.
Yeah. But I also think, you know, it's like they're male melodramas, but they're like masculine melodramas, but they're like masculinity melodramas, because I think he's dealing with like the idea of men and masculinity and whether or not it's okay to have feelings and, you know, how you subsume some of that into your work rather than, you know, go to therapy. No, I'm just kidding. Men would rather do a heist than go to therapy.
Men would rather go undercover.
Men would rather seduce a drug kingpin.
Men would rather seduce a drug kingpin's woman than go to therapy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. These are all shots fired, and they're all headshots over the Pacific Ocean to me right now. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, I hear you. And my co-host is chuckling. Absolute headshots. Men would rather do a podcast about a movie than get therapy. I hear ya. I hear ya. Somewhere Maria Lewis is howling in laughter and she doesn't know why.
Oh, that's good stuff. Good self-reflection. That's why you do this podcast.
Good self-reflection.
We've gotten to a really good place. And that's all the time we have. See you next week.
See you at the next therapy session. Oh, my God.
So, Courtney, do you have any movies that you think would pair perfectly with Miami Vice 2006?
Well, movies, I sort of think like you could pregame this with an episode of the TV show. And my favorite episode of the TV show is Smuggler's Blues from season one, which has the theme song Smuggler's Blues by Glenn Frey, who's also in the episode. That's directed by Paul Michael Glazer, who's Starsky from Starsky and Hutch. And he directed lots and lots of television. But I think that's a good pregame to this, and it touches on sort of a lot of the themes and sort of narrative of the movie. And Richard Jenkins has a small role in the episode too.
Oh, fun. That's great.
With dark hair.
Interesting.
Yes. I was like, oh, that's young Richard Jenkins.
I always feel bad for those guys who you quintessentially grew up with baldness, because like as soon as they have hair, you're like, is that a wig? Like, they always just look so bizarre. You're like, is that a wig, Richard Jenkins? Like, come on.
But if I had to choose a movie, I would say you could pair it with any of Michael Mann's movies. Like, Collateral is always a good time. Heat is always a good time. Like, I mean, you could watch all three of those just on loop. Like, that would be a dream.
True.
There's another one, Katie, that I've just thought of because of Courtney's suggestion about Paul Michael Glazer, who is Starsky directing. The Miami Vice TV show, which if you listen to the last couple of episodes, we've talked about quite a bit, has one of the most amazing collection of directors. So lots of people who went on to make films and stuff like that. So if you just want to go and look at the list, you know, Ferrara, it's just like on the list, there's huge people. But one of the huge directors, one of the big directors is also a great actor, and someone I've spoken to in the past is Bill Duke, who has an immense level of respect for Michael Mann. And I think Deep Cover his incredible movie with Lawrence Fishburne is, it's like Miami Vice plus Deep Cover.
Oh, that's,
you know,
sick.
Almost equals, you know, like Miami Vice TV show plus Deep Cover almost equals some of the same feelings and emotions and stuff like that. And it's obviously got like a different dramatic device, but it's so impressionistic and wonderful. And I think about, I've just been thinking recently about all the, going back and looking at all the guest stars. And then I went down the rabbit hole of who were all the directors and all the films they made. So like, just to keep peppering in and sprinkling in new recommendations about great movies made by people who actually were part of the show. I'm like, Bill Duke, absolutely. Bill Duke, phenomenal actor. Deep Cover is completely underrated. Thank crikey for the incredible Criterion Collection version of Deep Cover. So if you haven't seen it, Deep Cover, great movie, and then throw on Miami Vice afterwards for me.
I feel like a lot of people are rewatching Deep Cover these days. Seeing it in the zeitgeist.
It's great. You have to thank Criterion for that, because they, when they got the licensing for it, they when they got the licensing for it, they I think chucked it up for a couple of runs on the on their channel. So lots of people went back and were like, "Oh, this is the shit!" Like, excellent. Yeah. So
cool. Yeah, that's really a great. That's a great choice. Yeah. My latest pairing, which I sent to you on Instagram, is The Beach Bum.
Yes.
Sorry, Matthew McConaughey. It might be Sonny's future. That might be Sonny Crockett.
It very. You'll be undercover.
Yes.
When I was doing, like, just doing a little cursory, just reminder sort of research on this, Harmony Korine sort of credited this movie with Spring Breakers. So I think that would be an interesting.
I'm a huge Spring Breakers stan, and we're dying to have Harmony on the podcast.
If anyone knows Harmony Korine,
Mail
at One Heat Minute at Katie Walsh STX at One Blake Minute.
Yeah,
make this happen. It will be a meeting of minds.
Yeah, no, he apparently is obsessed with this. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
If he wants, Katie can tackle him.
Yes, yes.
All of our guests are required by Katie tackling people for free.
I'll do it for free. Yeah.
She will be charging $20 a tackle at the Miami Vice screening, or she may have already judged.
$50.
$50.
Yeah. God. Yeah, $50. I will tackle you. Yeah.
I may have to edit this out.
I know.
Because
and I'm like, shit.
Have you seen have you seen how much money people make on foot picks? You're gonna be getting like
I'm going to be like bruised and sweaty.
Katie
like
Walsh and only tackles.
Only tackles. I'm very strong. Everyone has to watch out.
I'm very strong. Oh my God. See, this is what happens, Courtney. This is what happens on this show.
We've successfully gotten to
we've brought you down
place.
To our, you know, Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. He's like, I want to take you and bring him down to our level. You know, that's exactly what we bring him down to our level. That's
our mission here on OHM Pods. One Minute Productions.
Oh man.
Great.
Well, Courtney, thank you so much. It has been so long overdue. I hope you thoroughly enjoy going to see Miami Vice on the big screen. People will be hearing this after you've already seen it. I hope you really have a fun time and see the Katie Walsh show, and really I hope you can stand there and collect the money for tackling. And it's just been an absolute pleasure. Is there anything that you want to plug of your great self that you can do now on the end of the show before we wrap up?
If you want to find my stuff, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lula Mae Bell. All my writing usually gets funneled there. I write on Variety, I write on the AV Club, and freshfiction.tv. So I've got all irons in the pot there.
And as I did say in her introduction, Courtney is not afraid of a spicy take, and she has great, these are my favorite people online. And this is, I think, the universality of the people that come onto our show is like, whenever there's like a film critic, they're usually people who are very outspoken, and are not afraid to stand against the tide. And that's one thing I can credit Courtney with so much is like, there might be like, there's often like an LA screening will happen. And if Katie hasn't responded yet, or I don't know if where Katie is, like I'm looking through, like, it might be like gushing response. Okay. Yeah. Who's trying to get the next ticket to the big screening? And then, oh, there's Courtney. Bang. There's the actual opinion. I'm like, oh, I can't wait till she writes this up. I can't wait. So yeah, Luke, you're doing great work. So thank you so much again.
I echo all of Blake's sentiments and thank you so much for coming on. This has been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. It's been a joy and a pleasure. I'm so happy to have been able to gush for a little while about this movie.
Take a trip to Miami.
Yes.
And be careful out there. Katie Walsh tackling people in the street.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Keep your walls and trim protected while you paint with Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. It's designed for use on multiple surfaces and can be removed easily without leaving residue behind. Save big on Scotch Blue Painter's Tape from Menards. Also, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all of our great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.